So I call this meeting of the AAC1 President's Cabinet to order on May 22nd, 2025 at 4:06 p.m. in the Frankie Sudolpapa President's Conference Room. I will now call roll. President Ogilvie, present. Vice President McNamara?
Present.
DEA Dietrich? Tardy excused for now. DEO Texan?
Present.
Attorney General Oster, absent excused. Director Navarte?
Present.
Director Hess?
Present.
Director Prince?
Present.
Director Sullivan?
Present.
Director Homan?
Present.
Director Taylor?
Present.
Present.
Director Lee?
Present.
And then Speaker Ackland?
Present.
And then Chief Justice Arneson. Absence excused, although I guess it's not exactly. All right, then we'll move on to agenda item number 2, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated in the traditional homelands of the Numu, Washoe, Nubi, Nubu peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous people, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn in their territory. And then agenda item 3, is there any public comment? Agenda item 4, reports of officers. And then so I'll just start. For the most part, we've been working on a lot of different administrative things, like for example, working on flights for retreat, and then just doing check-ins to see where everyone in their respective departments are at as of the moment. We are almost fully done with hiring, and so I actually want to give a gracious shout out to Speaker Ackland for being so patient with us as we continue to agendize everything and for allowing us to kind of send in those last minute appointments and making sure that we can get our appointments through. So by the time that we get to retreat in a couple of weeks, I think that we'll only be missing 2 positions, 1 programming position and 1 commissioner position, 3, and then the projects director. But other than that, we should be a fully staffed association, and at least for the executive branch. Other than that, in the past month, we were able to pass our $3.1 million budget, and we were able to appoint the members of the President's Cabinet. We've had lots of different conversations with the university administration. The ball is indeed rolling, so that's a really great place to start for administration. And then everything else I have to talk about today will be an agenda item, and so next person to give a report will be Vice President McNamara.
I'll keep it quick. I'll just touch the big stuff. For me, it's been a lot of new student initiatives and orientation work. I'm awaiting a quote, which I should be getting today, for a food truck for Pause and Play. It sounds like we're doing Kona Ice. And then the Office of Prospective Students is going to handle the other 2 food trucks. And then other than that, just awaiting a memo for merch as far as orientation goes. A quote for merch for orientation. And I think what we're going to do there is, because there are 30-minute breakout rooms, so I think we're going to go for 15 minutes of presentation, a 5-minute Kahoot, and then 10 minutes of a tour of the CSE. And through talking with my advisor, Amy, what we kind of want to get out of the orientation is they know where the CSE is, they know what we offer here, and they know how to find it. And that's really the big thing. So we're going to do the Kahoot, and kind of I got portable chargers for merch with an ASU1 logo on it, and we'll give that to the winners of the Kahoot and just try to make it more engaging. I'm going to start kind of setting up what that should look like, and then everybody will be volunteering at those orientations. I'll kind of run them through like a 5-10 minute, this is what you tell them.
And then DEA Dietrich, still not on the Zoom. DEO Texan?
Okay, let me pull up mine really quick. So as President Ogilvie brought up, we did book all the flights for the officers attending from out of town, so I'll be sending out more information to them soon, hopefully by tomorrow or Monday. A group of us met with Director Rodriguez, Associate Director Aguilar Herrera, and the Associate Director Cocas about retreat schedule and other logistics for transportation. Director Dietrich and I are going to begin drafting the schedule and stuff and hopefully have that done by sometime next week so then we can finalize it and get it out to officers beforehand. As a reminder, please make sure that each of your departments and branches has a presentation and activity for retreat. Each department is allocated around 20 to 30 minutes. Please have a brief presentation and then have an engaging activity after. These are due to me by June 2nd at 5 p.m. Okay. If you need any help, please let me know. Also, if you have any new hires, please send them the RSVP form for retreat as soon as possible so we account for them for food, lodging, all of that. And make sure that they complete their onboarding before retreat if they're in town, and if out of town, they must bring their documents the morning of retreat. And then if anyone has any questions, please feel free to reach out to me over email or Teams.
All right, and then Director Navarte.
Hi everyone. So I have a friend of my assistant director and 2 commissioners who took their oath this week. Next week, one more commissioner will take the oath, and I hope to have everyone on board so we can start our team meetings. I will also begin drafting a contract outline, their responsibilities and my expectations. Within the department, currently I am conducting extensive research on past events that have occurred on campus, so give me some more grace to work on organizing these events. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, and then Director Hess.
Hi guys, thank you guys for being patient with me with hiring. There was a lot of interest in my department. We had 17 applicants, so it was basically me sifting for applications and deciding who I'm gonna interview. So especially thank you, Lee, for being patient with me. I have three more getting sworn in next week. We were supposed to have four, but I don't know if she got her application in time. But yeah, I basically have a fully staffed department, mostly. Two assistant directors are in. We're meeting tomorrow to kind of go over the logistics for club funding and how that will work next semester. I also had a meeting with Jared from the accounting office. That went really good. We kind of learned about like what percentage clubs were spending of the money they were allocated, and that information is going to be super important when creating our funding plan for the upcoming year. Other than that, if you guys have any questions for me, feel free to reach out. If you guys have any ideas or any events you want clubs a part of, just let me know. We're also going to start getting the ball rolling on club renewal, so I'll be working closely with my assistant director on that, and then we're also going to work on publishing the Canvas course so we can get that renewal started. But yeah, a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Speaker Ackman, for the record, I'm just curious if we have a number on what departments still need to hire all their staff. Like, do we have a number on who's hired all their staff and who still needs to hire staff?
Yes, yeah, so I could give you that number. So Director Hess, I believe, after the 28th, I'm going to do everything based off of after the 28th, because I'll be giving you a three club commissioners tonight, one idea commissioner, and then so after that, after the 28th, we'll have one programming position open. Director Krentz, I believe there was one person who couldn't accept their nomination, and then so she just pulled that name, and she's taking her time to go sift through the applications, because programming also had record applications this year. And then Director Hess will have one club commissioner position open, and I believe Director Taylor is holding off the projects director as well. So just three open positions, and so it's no big deal. We all have accepted the fact that they probably won't be able to make retreat that way. And then so they're just ready to take their time and get those other positions filled later down the summer. So yes. Yes.
I was just going to say also, because I want to have the 28th be the last meeting we have until the retreat.
Of course, yeah. 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 And so they understand that those officers, if they do end up hiring them even before retreat takes place, won't be sworn in until after retreat. And so they're well aware that they won't be able to make the summer training. Then Director
Kutz. Hey guys, sorry I couldn't make it in person. I'm currently sitting in my car post dentist appointment, so where I'm at. But I pretty much have just kind of the same kind of report I have from last Senate meeting. I'm still trying to sift through all of my applicants to try to hire a new programmer. I'm also currently putting together a training, hopefully before retreat, just to kind of get everybody on the same page. Most of the people I have are actually returners for programming, so I'm hoping that'll be pretty quick and easy. I'm hoping everybody will be able to kind of just help each other out during that training. I've been on everybody for getting workday stuff done. I think I only have one person who has hiring left, and they're in Vegas, so it's been kind of hard. But other than that, I've been putting together my own internal timeline for programming. I kind of wanted to put out a shared calendar with everybody just so that we're all kind of aware of when programming events are happening, especially like with Senate. I know it's really good to get outreach hours that way. And just if any other department kind of wanted to collab on something, we already kind of have like a set list of days so that we can kind of coordinate with that together. So yeah, that's pretty much all I have.
Thank you. Director Sullivan.
Hi everyone. So I've just been continuing to organize and set up the ASU on Instagram, including each department's highlight. So within that highlight, each department will include a paragraph outlining the mission of each department and what that department kind of does. It will also include a specific point of contact for students to reach out to if they have any questions. My assistant director and I are going to create a Teams chat with each department's marketing chair. So within this chat, monthly marketing meetings will be scheduled. And other marketing info will be given out, including that little like paragraph about like what your department does and that point of contact. That will go in there. So if your department doesn't have a marketing chair, please reach out to me and let me know who you would like included in that chat, whether that be you or your assistant director. Just let me know. And then keep an eye out for the monthly recap form. If you guys don't remember, I will start doing like monthly recaps via the Instagram. That just kind of keeps students informed on what each department's been up to. So I'm going to send that in the next week or so and hopefully get that up within that first week of June.
Thank you. Director Homan?
Hi, guys. I hope you're doing well. So for me, what I've been working on is just working on getting my AD trained up a little bit more. Getting her email set up and stuff like that. She had like issues with that. So just training her up on like how the department runs and stuff like that. And then I've also started brainstorming ideas for our safety events that we wanted to do for next semester. And also just like looking at dates about when we could have that. I have some really cool ideas. So my AD and I are probably gonna meet this weekend to discuss them and see what would be most beneficial and like worth our time. But other than that, nothing much. I hope you guys have all had a good summer break so far.
Great, thank you. And then Director Taylor.
Okay, hello everyone. I'm sorry I'm not in person. I'm currently in DC. If you guys don't know, I'm in an Uber right now. So sorry if the connection is really bad. But I hope you guys are all doing well and you are enjoying your summer, taking the time you need to just reset after this crazy spring semester I'm sure we all had. But just for the Department of Government Affairs, my report is pretty short today and very similar to last night's Senate report. We've been providing testimony and just moving forward with the legislative session as it does come to an end, which is what I'm classifying as the end of my final season, to be honest. But we just provided another piece this morning on AB 230, talking about the speech pathology and audiology contract, and Nevada joining that, which could definitely further career opportunities for our undergraduate and graduate students here at the university. And then we also provided testimony, I know President Aguilar did as well yesterday, about the new life sciences building, which is also grouped into a bill regarding safety upgrades on the UNLV campus and also their business building. If you would like to engage in providing public testimony on this bill, please contact me or someone a part of my team so that we can get you involved in the process. I feel like I've been saying this so often that I really want people to start engaging with the legislature. I've been saying it since the beginning of the legislative session, and I do really, truly mean it. So please, please do reach out and tell anyone on part of your team if they have an interest in policy to reach out to me as well. In terms of my project director, I know President Aguilar has touched on it a little bit. I have received contact back from my email moving forward with interviews, and I'm looking forward to hearing from those applicants. However, I do want to be clear, I don't want to settle with the projects director as we won't be in a legislative session. It is a projects heavy year, and the projects director is somebody that we rely on for those projects and creative outreach tactics to engage people in government. But once everyone is sworn in, we'll be having a department training to move forward with the AS1 session that's coming up, or that we're in, coming up into the, you guys know what I mean. That's all for me. So if you have any questions, please reach out to me via email, Teams, or preferably text if you have my phone number, and I'd be really happy to respond. But thank you, guys.
Thank you, Director Taylor. And then we'll move back up to DEA Dietrich, and then we'll do speaker act towards Taylor. So DEA Dietrich.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, you're good.
Okay, sounds good. Pretty much what my main focus has been has essentially getting like the ball rolling with the internship. Some of your ADs may know that today I actually created the group chat for the internship coordination committee. I wanted to give all of the ADs a little bit of a chance to get settled into their roles before I went ahead and made that transition. But next week we're looking to have our very first meeting. So I think there's going to be a lot of similar things from last year that you guys may remember, down to it's looking like our marketing might very well stay the same, but I'm hoping to have a little bit more of a structured calendar that's just very transparent and accessible for people to access. Other than that, it's been a lot of administrative things, getting ready for retreat and trying to develop our best practices as a press cab and figuring out ways that we can maintain those best practices into this next session. And honestly, just management within the office of the president, which is all very back-end things. So I'm happy to answer any questions about specifics, but the front-facing end for now is very much the internship program.
Thank you. And then Speaker Ackland.
All right, hi guys. Thanks for having me here. Just want to say we had our fifth meeting this Wednesday, so it was pretty successful. We were able to pretty much always end meetings either ahead of schedule or just on time, so that's always good to be good and timely. We've had, I believe, 4 pieces of legislation passed, so that's good. On the new senators, we passed President Agobat's budget with no amendments, which is pretty great. All chairs have been assigned, and all chairs have met with their committees at least once, either to dead day or after dead day. We have now 2 new engineering senators, so shout out to the College of Engineering. But unfortunately, we did have Senator Palmer resign effective May 17th. So we do have an open seat for College of Science. But other than that, we're having good meetings. We're being pretty effective with our time. And we only have 1 left until retreat, and like President Agobat said, it's just consent agenda and 1 new piece of legislation. So.
Great, thank you. Okay, so does anyone have any more questions that they'd like to wrap up on?
Director Lee's report.
Sorry, Director Lee, I skipped it on accident. Sorry, Director Lee, pardon me.
You're good, no worries. Hi everybody, hope you guys are doing well. The weather is a bit windy, but it's there. But so far, I've just mainly been working with my assistant director on the SNF mock-ups. We're just trying to create documents that can kind of encourage and guide students through the SNF. In addition to this, I've also been just reaching out to university staff, including the one from the Lake Tahoe campus, hoping to have a meeting pretty soon, and hopefully, you know, we could meet sometime during retreat. Other than that, we've been going through the sustainability best practices. So I will be sending you guys an email pretty soon about, you know, meeting up sometime, just talking about it as well as your events and just ways how we can help each other. That's all.
All right. Thank you, Director Lee. So now moving down to agenda item 5, we'll be discussing new business. And so we've got a couple different things I might jump around a little bit. But the first item is the AACN master calendar. Agenda item B is discussions on AACN retreats. So we'll just talk about retreat a little bit more in depth. C is president cabinet retreat expectations. And then D is establishing future cabinet meetings. Now, since the Center for Student Engagement, I believe, closes at 5 p.m., since it's summer hours, we'll just have to kind of zoom through this. We've got about 37 minutes to go through it, but I think we should be relatively good on time. So the first thing that we'll talk about is the AACN master calendar. And then if you guys have any questions, just put your hand down and start asking those questions. So pretty much the entire purpose of a master calendar, we're just going to compile all the different events and important dates that we have into one singular calendar. And really the main purpose of this is to make sure that we're all on the same page, and so we're not scheduling huge events on top of each other. Maybe we could either combine them or just space them out. We're also looking for opportunities to collaborate. We also just want to be able to share important dates with associations, so not just the members of President's Cabinet or the executive branch. For example, Senate is also going to have access to this, and so all the senators can see what we're up to. And so people are more likely to show up if they're told way in advance. And so if we're giving them a couple of months in advance, or if they're already looking through the calendar during the summer, that can increase the opportunity to collaborate and for people to show up and volunteer. It also helps us with marketing terms, and so I'm sure that it's going to be a lot easier for Director Sullivan to be able to keep track of things and see where she can help out and check in with people, especially with her new group of assistant directors and her marketing team. They can also help out with that. It's also easier for the people who work on the CSE end. In general, I think calendars are really good when it comes to planning for departments, and so you guys know when things are coming up and the timelines are pretty good as well. And so in terms of what we would like you guys to include in your calendar, and DEA Dietrich and I are both working on it, and so I'm sure DEA Dietrich will probably send out an email soon with this information. And so please, in your calendar, make sure to include event days that are put on by your department. For example, Bloom into Spring was something that interns did, and so you can put that in if you're even do it. Club Fair is always an important date, and then iLead or iServe. Then you also should be putting in event weeks for your department, like for example, safety week or sustainability week. Civic Engagement Week or Mathy Week. Those are things we should be including within those as well, because I think weeks are important. And then also dates when you and your department are traveling to AACM-related events. For example, Director Taylor, Vice President McNamara, and I, we maybe go to Board of Regents, and so we'll put it inside of that calendar so officers are well aware that we'll be out of office or we'll be somewhere specific. And so if you really need the three of us to be somewhere, then probably don't plan it during that day. And so I think it lets us get on the same page. And also, please just put in any other dates of importance, like, for example, AACM's participation in the Pride Parade or awards shows that we may have. We're just going to make sure to include that in everything. And then so putting the calendar together, please write this down. All the important dates are due on June 22nd. And so you guys have exactly a month to speak with your ADs and your department to try to get these dates together. And so when you're submitting those dates to us, please send it to me, Gabby. You guys could do it however you want. You could just like list everything down in one email. If you really need some inspiration how to make the most beautiful, meticulous calendar, talk to Director Krentz. Her spreadsheet's crazy. Go ask her about it. It looks really nice. But however you want to send it to us, as long as we know your dates and times or anything along the line of that. And then so after we gather all of that from June 22nd, DEA Dietrich and I will put together two different calendars. One's just a visual calendar where it's like the square one with all the dates, and so you guys could just see it from like a wide view. We thought it'd be really funny. This is like irrelevant. We thought it'd be really funny if we printed like two or three, put them around the office, so we'd have like a photo of an AACM officer. Or like for Leaf's calendar, he could have like the different colleges within the university, just photos of those senders. But jokes aside, so we just want like a visual version. But also there'll be a calendar on Outlook that all of you guys could just like turn off and on, and so you guys could just see where all the dates are on the Outlook calendar. And I understand that maybe it's like a little bit stressful to think about a calendar because you may not exactly know when certain things are happening or things may come up, things could change. And so the thing is, this calendar is a baseline, and so you guys will have access to edit these because it is an Outlook calendar, so you guys can fully feel free to go edit it. You guys can still update your dates, edit some details, add new events, subtract events. If you don't know when the time is, there's also an option for us to like state that the event is all day or just like at a random point of the day, and you could always change it as the dates get closer. But this is very much preliminary, and it kind of provides a vision for where we're all headed. So that's really the most important part. It's lovely due on June 22nd. So please talk to your departments, and please talk to anyone else that you feel the need to. And so also give us the opportunity during every single president's cabinet meeting that we're having. We'll also just pull it up and see what's coming up in the next couple weeks until our next president's cabinet meeting. And of course, we state your reports, but also just give us an opportunity to reflect. So any questions? DA Dietrich, do you need to include anything?
This is something that is technically separate from a different initiative we're going to be doing, which is pretty much something I'm going to be working on with your departments individually, and that's initiative tracking. And that's more internal with the executive branch, and it's going to honestly just be keeping track of different projects that you guys are working on and the stages of them. Maybe that's events, maybe it's other things, to be honest. It would work more similarly to that of like a build tracker for those of you that are familiar, and it honestly just helps keep us organized. So when that eventually comes up, just recognize that those aren't technically the same things.
Yeah. All right. Any questions regarding the calendar or any advice that you guys have for us? VP McNamara.
I was going to say, you know, like it's a living document. You kind of got in there. But I would say what this is really going to open us up to do is to be able to coordinate a lot better as an association as a whole. And we're not going to have this big divide of, oh, I had no idea that was going on in whatever department and I had this big thing on the same day. It's going to open up opportunities to almost work together, incorporate different aspects that maybe your department focuses in into another event. Maybe that's, you know, working sustainability into a big programming event. But it just opens up or maybe closes doors for that miscommunication in a sense, right? And we can almost eliminate that before it happens to the best of our ability, right? Stuff's going to happen, and it is what it is.
Brad, anything else? All right, so then that moves us into item B. So then DEO Texan, can you please let us know a little bit more about Retreat?
Yeah, so with Retreat, a lot of it's already ahead. The last few things we have to do is just draft that schedule and then create name tags and stuff, and then everything else is good. All flights have been bought in for the 14 or 15 officers that we have within the branches. I'm sending out more information to them. They will be leaving early Sunday morning compared to everyone else, just because that was the only flight available going back to Vegas at that time, because all of them are from Vegas. What other details do we need to think
of? So we'll be putting them in a car.
Yes.
Earlier
so,
than everyone else. So we'll come
yeah. By. So we'll be using the campus escort vans that Pack Rides usually uses, and then we'll have either a post staff or another officer drive them to the airport that morning. I will send out more information to them, and then I have up here, and then also in the team chat, I uploaded just the officer expectations for Retreat. I based this off Director Suzuki from the 91st session, what he gave to officers, and I'm going to create a link tree that's going to go to all the officers as well, just so they have the schedule, expectations, all that all together. So that should be all set, but just pretty much just making sure that they're being present and engaged during each presentation activity. I understand that it's going to be long days, but still making sure that we're putting the effort in, because you're going to get out what you put in with Retreat, and just make sure we're being on time to everything, not showing up late or like being disruptive if you do show up late accidentally, and then just bring a positive attitude and open mind. I know we have a lot of like returning officers, but just remembering that Retreat's here for a reason. We have new officers that they can be building relationships with. And then just respecting the venue. UNR Lake Tahoe is very pretty, but we want to make sure we're taking care of it too, because it is part of UNR. And then just take advantage of the time, be professional. This is a fun time, but also we are building professionally and building knowledge about the CSC and the ASUN and all that. And then just complying with all university policies. So no alcohol, no drugs, no other illegal activities going on this campus. And then any consequences of breaking rules can result in a termination or a charge. So please make sure that this is a serious thing and they need to be respecting everything that we're doing at Retreat. And then with that, I think what I highlighted on it earlier, if you have any new hires coming in, make sure they fill out the RCP form, and then we should be all set there. But yeah, any other details you think we should include?
When it comes to the I-9 documents, please be super pushy just to make sure that everyone is ready on board by the time that they get there. As you guys know, that some of your people are coming from Las Vegas, and so they still need to be on board, so make sure, send them a reminder, like, I don't know, maybe the night before, and just be like, put your I-9 documents inside your suitcase or something along the lines of that, and so they're just getting in there. And then also, have you already touched on their presentations?
Yeah, I touched on it earlier. Yes. Yeah. So I'll send out another reminder for you guys. If you need help coming up with activities or anything, I can definitely help you out, and we can get something together. And you also can work with your ADs or any other officers that are within your department to work on that too, if they want a little project to do. And then also, I've been checking with accounting just to make sure, like, who's on board and stuff. So I've been checking with them like every couple of days to make sure, so I'll know when it's updated and stuff. But I think we should be all set. I'm very excited. I think we'll be good. But yeah.
And we're going to try to make it as fun as possible for you guys, because we understand there's, like, business, but then, I mean, no one really has, like, 18-hour work days anyway, and so that's what we're going to make sure just include some time for you guys to be able to enjoy yourself and bond.
Yes.
Another point that I just really wanted to mention is that it's a great thing that we have pretty much most of the leadership for ASU1 within this room right now, and so I'm just going to say this. You guys set the tone that your department chooses to follow during ASU1 Retreat. I understand that most of the time people think that going to a work training that lasts about 2 full days can be somewhat meticulous and very exhausting, and it's true, it is meticulous and it is exhausting, but there's also a lot of space for growth. There's a lot of space for us to be more informed about the association as a whole, because I know that a lot of people are going to walk in here, some returning officers, thinking that they may know everything already, so there's no point in them being here. But remember that being a public servant and being an active participant of higher education means that there's always something new to learn. And so everyone will have a chance to learn a lot of new information inside of this retreat. And so just continue to push the fact that this is supposed to be a very productive educational experience. Maybe they won't learn a ton of new stuff about ASU1, but they'll learn a lot about new people, and they'll learn a lot about applicable skills like communication styles or being able to work with different groups of people. And so this is a learning experience, but also at the same time encourage them to treat this as fun, because almost every single presentation is going to have a component where they can socialize and where they can interact with other people. And so this is meant to be very fun. And so I ask all of you guys, as the leaders of your respective departments, as the leaders of this association, to put everyone kind of in a good mood, try to reinforce the idea that this is supposed to be an exciting and unique opportunity. And Yeah, so that's really well just a question to ask that every single person in this room trying to reinforce some of the members of their department. So yeah, have a good attitude, have a positive energy, and be in the learning mindset. That's what I could say for the most part.
Yeah.
Yes, I will email them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it. I think it will be good. Is there any questions about retreat that you've gotten from like anyone in your department or just you're thinking of? Okay. So the schedule and stuff will be sent out next week, and then room assignments as well will be sent over as well. We've kept most of the people that people requested with them or with people within their department, so we should be good there. Yeah.
Great.
All right,
then shout out to Tia. Yes. Because I know you've been putting a ton of work into this, and so it's all coming together. It's going to be very fun.
Gabby.
This is just, Director Dietrich for the record, this is just a small reflection and a humble ask of all of you within the Office of the President. While as like members of our department, we are very supportive and we consider ourselves friends with hopefully all of our staff members, remember that within your department, you are the director. If someone approaches you with a concern about one of your staff members, remember to address it as such. I'm not like name dropping or trying to imply because there was a situation that happened last year. Just remember that like this is a professional event. It's meant to be fun. But if a concern is brought to your attention, please bring it up appropriately and address it as it needs to be addressed in a professional manner. So that's just a PSA, but thank you.
All right, anything else regarding retreat? All right, so then we'll move into item C. Yes, go ahead. Kennedy, go ahead. Not really, that's okay. You wanna try again?
Or if you want to put it in the chat, you can, Kennedy.
Oh, we can hear you. I can
text you. I just won't be at retreat, so I'll text Naomi.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, yeah. And then Izzy Hatch will be there too, right?
Yes.
And so we'll yeah. All righty. And then so we'll go into item C, which is the President's Cabinet Retreat Expectations. And so this is a completely different retreat than this has been done historically in the past. I'll touch on it and the purpose of it in just a second. So please do remember that President's Cabinet Retreat will be next Saturday, so May 31st from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then if you are in person, you're expected to be here in person. And realistically, I believe that we've only given kind of Zoom access to two people, if that makes sense. Everyone else is expected to be here in person. So the purpose is that this has been historically done, and the intent of a President's Cabinet retreat is to do two main things. It establishes the relationship that the leaders of the association have with each other, and it also gets the Cabinet on the same exact page. And so what we're gonna do is we're gonna try to identify the mission of the 93rd session specifically. We're gonna work towards that same exact mission and figure out how we could get there through our respective areas. And then we'll understand where we can help each other out. And so please do note that lunch will be provided and there will be snacks. And so please make sure to be here on time. So we'll just have some sandwiches and some chips and then a couple drinks here and there. But then also just bring a reusable water bottle just so we can try to save the environment. Shout out to Director Lee. And then make sure to be on time for the training just because we want to be able to get each other out. We want to be able to get out on time as well. And then so we'll share the schedule around Tuesday, and then so it's still up to change. It's still going to be subject to change, and then this is kind of what I need from you guys. For the most part, you'll just kind of show up and then allow us to be able to lead you. But then this is kind of what we need from the Cabinet members. And so first of all, have a good attitude, have that positive energy, be in a learning mindset. This was a little bit more casual because we're not surrounded by every single member of ASU and we're not surrounded by our staff. And so just be in that good space and be in good energy and in good spirits and just don't feel like it's too high pressure. But then you guys will also be giving a 15-minute presentation. So it's kind of the portfolio, but we only had 5 minutes in the sentence, so you'll just have a lot more time to be able to expand on your portfolio. I'll be sending out an email regarding this a little bit more. And so you'll be giving a brief description of your department, because what I'm hoping for is that every single member of the President's Cabinet is able to, at least in a very standard manner, articulate what the purpose of every single department is, even the one that they're not a part of, if that makes sense. Because I think as a leadership team, we all need to be on the same page and same understanding level. And then so please also, so that's the first thing that you do. The second thing that you do is talk about your department and your goals. And so what do you hope your position slash department will accomplish in the short, medium, and long term? Are there any special initiatives, projects, or events that you want to plan or change or expand on or simply keep? And how are you incorporating Home Means Nevada's platform to your position slash department? And also the third component is how can other people play a hand in your success? So you'll be asked to answer these three questions as well in your presentation. What can the Office of the President do to help? So that's Ethan, me, and then our two chiefs of staff, Naomi and then Gabby. So for example, you could say, can you guys please make sure that you're signing off on credit card requests quickly when it comes to this event or that event? Or what can the President's Cabinet do to help? So every single member of this leadership team. Like, for example, volunteer their time to help set up an event. And remember, Speaker Ackland and Chief Justice Arneson are also members, ex officio members. So you could even say something along the lines of just like, I'd like it if the senators could come to this event, or I'd like to collaborate in a meet and greet event with the senators or something like that in their colleges. And so you can include that there. And the third question is, what can the university do to help? Whether that's the people at the library, the Joe staff, university administration, you can answer that question as broadly as you want. For example, you could say that I hope administration helps us reform how clubs do fundraising. And then, so please send that slideshow to me by Thursday, May 29th at 5 p.m., and I'll send out a email with that information soon. And so that's really what the purpose of the cabinet retreat should be, and we'll try to make it fun, but something that we've been saying since we got into office, both Ethan and I, is that we're trying to be mission-driven. Here's the thing, I feel like higher education is in a really unique spot right now within the United States. And so we still want to be able to grow, but sometimes we feel like we're being held back. And so that's why if we stay mission driven, then we'll still be able to progress as a university and as an association. And that's going to be a really large emphasis of what we work on during this cabinet retreat. And so, yeah, any questions regarding cabinet retreat? No? Alrighty. And then our last agenda item, so we could get us out of here soon, is just establishing future cabinet meetings. And so during the fall semester and the spring semester, we want to have either bi-weekly or tri-weekly cabinet meetings during the semester. And it's just because we need to consistently get on the same page and invite collaboration. It allows us to ask each other questions and kind of like, again, this like leadership setting role. And it helps us check up on our collective mission. And so please be ready to fill out a one to meet when it comes to that, because I know that all of us kind of have our fall classes already. I know that maybe there may be some concerns when it comes to our work schedules. And so if you kind of know that, just make sure to include that in your email or in your one to meet. But if you don't know that, we're going to try to get it to you as soon as possible. So then you'll be able to start requesting that time off, or just articulating to the people that you work with that that's kind of the general time. So it's either going to be bi-weekly or tri-weekly. And I know that sometimes it's really hard to figure out what to put in the agenda. And then so that's why we kind of have like, we'll be able to figure it out. I promise you that. We'll be able to figure it out. And the next one is that we should also have a few cabinet meetings during the summer as well. So what I'm thinking is the second week of every single month. Like, for example, June is great because that's like kind of like the week after retreat. I know it's kind of like 3 weeks from now. So we'll be able to do kind of a post-retreat debrief. Then July and then August, because August is also, the second week of August is right before everything gets super busy when the students start getting on campus. And so please also be ready, fill out a one to meet for that. Any other questions? All right, and then the sixth section, agenda item six. We're just gonna kind of move into a little bit of open discussion. We have about 15, 16 minutes left, and so really the purpose of the section, we might not have a lot to say right now, but for future purposes, it's just kind of, we're gonna share the upcoming events initiatives that we have, kind of like looking at that calendar, and then we'll just invite other people to collaborate and tell us where you need help. And so it's really just to brainstorm new ideas and talk about inviting people to different events and whatnot. Yes, VP McNamara.
So I've got a couple. The first one is for pause and play. Clubs are more than welcome. We would love to have them. I think it always looks great when they fill out, you know, right on in front of the KC lawn. I think that's a great look. And especially for these new students, a good chunk of them are from Reno, so it can also be like an early recruitment gig. The next thing I just kind of want to throw on everyone's radar, I'm not 100% sure what it looks like yet. I got put in contact with a guy at the Boys and Girls Club through a person in athletics, and they were looking into doing some sort of 3-on-3 basketball tournament at the Boys and Girls Club, where they would raise money and it would go back to the Boys and Girls Club, 50-50 split there in athletics. And I'm not really sure what ASUN's role in that looks like. But I just kind of wanted to throw it out there. I'm setting up a meeting with them next week if anyone kind of wants to be a part of that. And I don't know. I think it's a cool initiative. And again, I'm not 100% sure what it looks like, what we are actually doing, but I was CC'd on email, so I'm going to look into it.
Yeah. Fun stuff going on with the athletic department too. And then Fieldhouse is rolling. That's also something that I just wanted to quickly mention as well. And then I touched on this with Director Krentz, and I thought I might as well just bring it up because he kind of reminded me about it. So the Fieldhouse, the building's already kind of starting. It might start around July or August of this year. All that we know is that's going to be a 12-month timeline. So yeah, that's kind of like the email they sent, which means that the intramural fields will be closed down during that time period, and part of the parking lot over there will also be closed down during that time period. So for example, if you want to, like, I don't know, do something in the intramural fields for one of our activities, or if you want to, like, host, like, a sustainability event down there, just know that it's probably going to be closed during the school year for the 93rd session. So yeah. Any collaboration ideas? I'm guessing that, oh, yes.
Oh, Director Texan, for the record. Just to add on to what Vice President McNamara said, also orientations are starting in like mid-June, so there will be a spreadsheet or something sent out. So if you need officers or senators and outreach hours to come help out with that, that'd be great.
It would be greatly appreciated.
Oh,
did
we
listen?
We're good. No, we
just okay, they're still there. It's okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Anything else that we want to be able to bring up? Oh, also, sometime, because obviously we're all going to do our headshots Wednesday and Friday of that retreat, we'll be doing cabinet photos as well during that morning, probably anytime before noon, something along the lines of that. But just know that even if you're in town and you're taking your portraits on Wednesday, just be ready to kind of get into your business gear once again on Friday. I just request one thing, just don't wear red. I'm not going to be picky about anything else, just don't wear red to your photos, yeah. All right. Any other questions, concerns, or anything like that? All right, so then we'll move. Oh, and I just want to say thank you guys very much. This is, I'm very excited for the year, and in this cabinet meeting, I feel like we're all talking, we're all getting going, and so it's just gonna be a very exciting year, so yeah. And then we're gonna move on to agenda item number 7. Is there any public comment this time? All right. And then agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourned the ASUN President's Cabinet meeting on May 22nd, 2025 at 4:47 in the Frankie Sudo Papa President's Conference Room.